How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Ben jij prijsbewust? Nu extra MB's bij de Samsung Galaxy A5 2017 voor 17,50 per maand. Nu met 300 minuten of sms'jes en 1500 MB internet. Kijk op ben.nl.
Let op, geld lenen kost geld.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. And we are so delighted because Susie's back.
Yeah, like our friends don't know because I've been
yes.
here every week. But
in theory, you've been here every week. But
Tom and I have been apart from each other for 3 weeks. Which
3 weeks, it's a long time.
It's a long time for us, isn't it? We see each other quite a lot.
Long ass time. We haven't really caught up at all.
No.
We saved it
for the podcast because we're like, oh, our five listeners
Loyal.
Will be really...
Both of the listeners really need to share this with us.
And we could have just done that with both of our mums. Reen and hope you both well. So,
hope they're well. So when did you get back? Monday?
I got back on Monday.
Yes.
Okay. I got back on Monday and the flight's long.
It's a long flight.
It's a long ass flight.
Mm.
But do you know what I know? I got a sleeping tablet.
Did you? Now, did that help?
Oh my God, Tom. It's like the only time. Long haul flights are the only time as you start using like elderly relatives as your drug dealers.
Oh, like, did you use.
What you got?
Yeah. I've heard this.
What you got?
So you didn't get an over the counter sleeping tablet?
No. Got some proper shizzle.
Proper stuff.
Tom, I had a glass of red, slept for 8 hours on a plane.
That's very dangerous, apparently.
Are you going to be saying to me in a minute, should we cut that bit out? That's a really bad thing to say.
No, I think that we flagged that it's a dangerous thing to do.
Okay.
I think it's fine.
Guys, I'm not saying you should do this. I'm just saying...
Susie did it. Luckily, she was okay.
I'm still alive.
But it's not recommended.
I wasn't, like, flying the plane.
So did you sleep the whole time?
I slept for 8 hours.
Oh,
in
my
one go.
God. Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Sat up.
That's good,
insane,
isn't it?
And
when you go like that, you're like, why pay to go business class?
Right?
Just... get some
when your great aunt's got some sleeping tablets
to give you some sleeping tablets. You're fine.
Yeah, great.
Oh, that's great news.
But then on the way back, I had a sleeping tablet again. But it's so long. I mean, you're asleep for 8 hours of it, but then you're like,
yeah, we've still got like
another 20 hours to get through.
Did were you with Tony on?
Yeah.
The plane?
So we were flying together for part of it, and then we were apart for part
game.
Of it. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So that was. It's fine, though. I mean, there's so many... Like, I don't know how people used to do it when there weren't TVs on the back of chairs.
I did it as a teenager. You were very young, though.
I was very young.
I remember going as a teenager to see my aunt, Auntie
yeah.
Pearl, in Adelaide.
Hi, Pearl.
Hi. I don't know if she listens to this. She doesn't have internet. But,
doesn't she?
She does get an iPhone, but it is with work. She doesn't like to use it for anything.
Fair enough.
Anything else.
Other phones are available.
Not for Auntie Pearl, though.
I love the name Pearl, by the way.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know that song, Pearl's a Singer?
Yes.
Love that song.
She stands up when she plays the piano.
I know a boy that used to be her backing singer.
What?
I know.
She's got that very raspy voice, isn't she? Elkie Brooks.
I mean, what is Elkie? Is that a name?
Yeah, what is Elkie short for? I bet there's somebody who knows out there. Elkie.
Guys, tweet in.
Tweet in. Let us know what Elkie's short for.
You know the PO box.
You know the number now. My friend Alexa, her friend in either Stevenage or Harpenden, lived
Glamour.
Next door
Clang.
To some of Elkie Brooks' relatives. And Elkie Brooks once turned up for a funeral. Apparently it was the talk of the town. No
well.
Piano, no standing up.
It'd be great if she rolled in a keyboard.
Oh, wouldn't it be good? Hey, okay, I got everything. I'm going to cheer everybody up. Pearl's a singer.
Do we know any other Elkie Brooks songs?
No, there are others, but I can't think of them. I get her a bit, in my mind, she looks a bit like Bonnie Tyler. She's got that kind of
wild. Oh, I think Bonnie Tyler's got a lot more big songs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bonnie Tyler did really well. I mean, Elkie's doing really well, too. Don't be down.
Let's not be down on Elkie.
Elkie, I hope you're enjoying yourself because you deserve
it. I'm sure she's a listener.
She's a long-term listener of this.
Elkie Brooks must... Do you think she's quite a specific reference? And there's a lot of people listening right now going, who the fuck is Elkie Brooks?
As I've always maintained, if people don't get a reference, it's their crime.
Yeah, guys, you've got Google.
Go and look it up.
on an iPhone or otherwise.
Do not expect us to be here. Do not expect us to kowtow to also, your idiotic sensibilities.
Also, we've just done like half the chorus.
If you don't know the song, up your game. That's what I think.
Don't be a basic bitch.
Do not be a basic bitch. Or yeah, because I think in terms of like references people don't get, people should be making references all the time that people don't get because we have phones in our hand all the time.
Yeah.
I've got a new iPhone. That's the thing I was going to tell you about since I've been away.
What's it like?
Like, on battery, rubbish. In every other way, it's exactly the same.
Future.
Oh, but I can't play... Again. I can't play the audio from YouTube videos when I'm going to sleep.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I know.
What a nightmare.
Que pesadilla, as they say in Spain. What a nightmare.
Que pesadilla.
Que pesadilla.
Oh, I love that. That's right. Old El Paso.
Old El Paso.
I love Old El Paso.
I had Old El Paso.
Fucking love a fajita.
Oh my god, a fajita from Old El Paso. Now, whoever came up with that idea of putting the bits in
everything
separate
in the
boxes?
Box. Shall we?
Shall we? I imagine it was Uncle Ben.
I thought it was Old El Paso.
I think the people of Old El Paso are rolling in it. I don't mean a spice mix.
Oh, that would hurt.
That would hurt.
In your eyes.
Oh, wouldn't it? That stinging paprika. Mm. But I did find after a while it did make me want to hurl.
What?
The Old El Paso-ness. I thought it was, there was some additive in it I didn't like.
Oh, really?
Or I don't know what
also,
it was.
Also, great use of the word hurl. Very American.
Very American. Underused, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That and tardy.
Tardy. I love the word tardy. Not because I use it a lot. But I'm often tardy.
You are. But not in a bad way.
Not in a great way, guys.
In a really good way.
In a really great way.
Fashionably.
How did we get onto Elkie Brooks?
Literally no idea.
No.
See, and this
idea.
Is why it's good that we don't plan the shows too much because
People think we plan all of it.
So then we'll talk about Elkie Brooks. From there into the Old El Paso stuff.
Old El Paso, iPhone 7.
There's a set list on the wall.
Because I do like it, but I don't know, and people stress out that I don't have a cover for it, but I don't like to destroy the aesthetics.
I've got a cover for mine because mine was smashed to fuck, as you know.
Oh, yeah, so what
bits of it were falling out.
Did you upgrade it?
No, I dropped it again and I got black screen.
Oh,
I know.
No.
So then I had to take it to like a guy in New Zealand who fixed it for me.
Oh, I bet they fix it over there very well.
Really cheap as well.
Oh, really?
Like more than half, less than half what you'd pay here.
How did you find the exchange rate?
Oh, it's 1.7 at the moment. It's not great.
So you get 1.7 Australian...
New Zealand dollars.
New Zealand dollars.
For a pound. But the last time I went, it was 2.2, so...
So point... So you've lost your 50 cents there.
You know.
Because I remember switching on my iPhone to look at Google Maps. Don't ask me why. When I was in Auckland, it cost me £45.
Oh my God, I turned my 3G on a couple of times. I really hope it wasn't £45 every time.
No, I don't think it would be. I mean, I have a lot of background apps running.
You do have a lot of background. That's why your battery is so low.
But I don't know how to turn the background off.
Oh, okay, I'll show you later.
I think that is why, you know.
Yeah.
There was a time when I only got updates when I went into the app. Now they're just constantly refreshing, aren't they?
Yeah.
It all makes sense.
It all makes sense. And again, and really great chat.
Really good stuff here.
Really good podcasting.
Good podcast. So, on the flight,
yeah.
You flew with Emirates.
Flew with Emirates, yeah.
They
good legroom.
Hate gays, great legroom.
That's the thing. Hate gays. Oh my God, get this. So
what?
I watched a movie that's directed by Clea DeVal and it's got Natasha Lyonne in. That's literally just a reference for all of the lesbians, gay boys. You'll have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that went totally over my head
and I didn't
look at
it. Again, you've got an iPhone.
Get with it. Get with it.
And a pair of lesbians feature in it.
A pair of lesbians.
A trouser suit of lesbians. And
a dungaree of lesbians.
I like that. I prefer
a clipboard of lesbians.
A cardigan of lesbians.
A cardigan.
A fleece of lesbians. A Birkenstocks of lesbians.
A Birkenstock of lesbians. A pair. Yeah, because I feel like that's also.
There's two. Yeah, great. So a Birkenstock of lesbians.
An earpiece of lesbian.
No,
that's very.
They have because they have like always
stage
managers.
Stage managers. Yeah.
A keychain of lesbians.
Yeah, that's good.
A lighting rig of lesbians.
A
rig of lesbians is really good.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. So, they bleed. So I forgot what we were talking about because I'm still trying to come up now with like collective nouns. But they, Emirates bleeped out the word lesbian like it was a rude word. And I almost tweeted at them being like, guys, you don't need to bleep it out.
And they do have Wi-Fi up there.
Here's another thing they did. I watched a great documentary. You would love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called... 1st of May, and it's about the Met Ball.
Oh, I've heard about this.
It's so good. Anna Wintour's in it. Yeah, all the fashionistas are in it. It's great.
Advertising. I think it might be on television at the moment.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
I'd
but
like to see it.
It's in the Met Museum in New York. Yeah, and sure. When they're going, because it's Emirates and they're so strict on everything, when they're like, they blurred out like mannequins' boobs.
What?
They blurred out. Yeah, because it's about it's like a fashion art exhibition, like
sure.
in the Met, and so it's like they're using, it was like China through the looking glass or something or other like that, and so there was a lot of like Chinese fashion designers and loads of stuff like that. So they had all these mannequins out,
yeah.
Chinoiserie, and they blurred out the boobs of the mannequins.
That is extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
I remember watching Cher's hit movie.
When did you know you were gay? Was that immediate? I remember it's like, if I could turn back time.
And it was the Cher film Moonwalk.
Uh-huh.
Well, it lasted about 10 minutes.
Because there's so much gay
but
in
I
it.
Don't know what they cut out, but there was a lot cut out there.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sure this movie isn't 45 minutes long.
No.
But it was good to get it, you know, done.
Get the...
yeah. In a way, I would like all movies to be 45 minutes long.
Oh, I love a 1 hour play.
Oh, you know,
and they're
me
like,
too.
It's one act. I'm like, oh, great.
Or even better when it's like, it's just a selection of like really quirky 10 minute plays and there's five of them. Done. Let's go. Wagamama's dinner at home. That's what I love. I don't want to be there for too long. My friend was telling me about how she went to the opera the other day. I mean, don't get started on how boring that must have been.
I would love to be someone that's like, oh, I love opera, but I'm just like.
I wish I was like that.
I wish I was more sophisticated, but I'm like, oh.
Time goes so slowly.
Yeah, I'd prefer to watch a bit like Oliver, the musical or something.
I would watch that a million times. An opera, I mean, it's
and
nice
it's all
to
in
go.
Like Italian, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, a lot of the time, yeah, unless you go to like the ENO, who do translate, but yeah, I just.
But they don't translate. Do they translate into English or do they just have it so you've got to read at the same time?
Actually, I'm not sure. I thought they translated it, but I'm not sure because I haven't been for so long. I would say it's fun to go.
Yeah.
Like, go to a nice one, like. A Puccini, like La Bohème, where you might know some of the songs. That would be my advice.
Like, know some of the like, sing along. People hate that.
It's a sing along. That's where they put the words up.
Yeah. I told you about when me and my mum went to see Les Mis.
Oh.
And we accidentally went to, like, the deaf screening of it, so that it was, like, subtitled.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, mum, I think, like, everyone in here is deaf. And mum went, oh, brilliant, we can sing along.
Good one, mum. Good one.
At the end of the day, you're another day older.
Oh, that must have been
I
so
was
much
singing
fun.
So loudly, I could barely hear Russell Crowe. It was great.
Oh, it was the movie.
The movie.
Oh, the movie, which I always thought lacked a lot of the sort of exuberance of the orchestration.
Yeah.
A bit like I thought that with, What's it called? Sweeney Todd.
Lacked I haven't watched it.
I mean, I love it. I'm a Sondheim fan.
I know that.
I'm a cliche.
You are a cliche.
But I thought it lacked a lot of the exuberance of it. Don't now, did you see Boring, Boring Land?
No, I haven't seen Boring, Boring Land, which I assume you're talking about La La Land.
I don't mean to put you off with that.
Dull as fuck.
Well, I was a bit hungover in Birmingham. And I mean...
Clang.
If you don't mind, guys. at the Electric Cinema. Yeah, I went to an independent cinema to watch it.
Yeah, that's because we get free tickets because of the comedy club we play.
Which I didn't because they never responded to the email. Anyway.
Guys, come on.
Rant over, but still.
I love it when people put rant over on Facebook.
Oh.
That is hilarious.
Sorry, I'm just going to have to say that I have to
Like, do you know what? It's really annoying when this happens.
When people put sorry at the beginning of a message, like...
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I've been tweeted at with people saying, sorry, Tom Allen, you're just not funny. Like, don't apologise.
Yeah, like, you're entitled to your opinion.
You're entitled to your opinion. I don't know who you're apologising to.
Yeah.
You're just not funny. Just as well. Just.
Just turn me off then.
Just turn me off.
Yeah,
babe,
it's really...
Just turn me off.
Babe, don't worry about
it. I didn't say babe to them. Because I hate that so much.
Yeah, that's really annoying.
I went through a phase of not being able to say babe, even jocularly. But now I can. I do say it. Jocularly.
I think I went to drama school with a really posh girl and she would say babe.
Oh,
so
that's
posh.
Grating, isn't it?
Well, it wasn't because she was hilarious and she knew how posh she was. So she like...
Oh, she was on board.
She was on board with it. She's like, babe. And then we'd be like, and like she'd say it like if someone did something really stupid, she'd be like, oh, babe. Be like, babe. Really
funny. Oh, that's nice. What happened to her? Why have you never introduced me to her?
Oh, you're not posh enough.
Of course.
She's an actress now, living in LA. Living in Boring, Boring Land.
In Boring, Boring. Oh, I mean, go and see it. People like it.
He's handsome.
he's handsome, she's nice, you know. It's got lots of things that going for it. There was a bit
Really want you to become a film critic.
I would love to be a film critic. But 2 hours. Like when too long. When they go to the planetarium and they change the lighting so it looked like a bit of classic Hollywood. And I should have loved it, but instead I audibly sighed. The lesbian couple on my left turned and looked.
What, there was a Birkenstock to your left?
I knew because the floor was full of backpacks.
And a lighting rig.
And a lighting rig.
And a clipboard.
And a clipboard. It's like, guys, I've got...
You're very rude about my people on the podcast.
I am, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I'm sure we'll be getting some tweets.
No. We're very understanding people.
Is that right? You pride yourself on that.
We pride our pride on it.
You watch this film on Emirates and they blurred out the lesbians. Oh, they blurred out the word lesbian, sorry. And... what else was I going to ask you? Now, tell us, you were just about to start talking about it before we came on air, and then we thought we'd better start the podcast. While you were in New Zealand, you went to Nando's. Tell us about that.
Guys, Nando's isn't as good as New Zealand. Mm. They take the skin off.
Which is the best bit.
Right?
If anything, I would be tempted to go around the back of a New Zealand Nando's and say, can I have your offcuts? And stand there gobbling chicken skin. That's the sort of thing I do when I'm on holiday.
And on the train home, and anywhere.
As long-term listeners will attest, I love eating
chicken in public.
It's one of my things. It's one of my things.
But yeah. You're so dapper.
Mm. I know, I'm full of contradictions.
Talking of dapper, someone's got a tux. It's me.
So I got a WhatsApp message last night asking me about tailcoats. What's going on with that now?
Well, I had to get it for a photo shoot, clang, and I just decided that I'm going to buy it. Can I be someone that wears like a tuxedo around?
Of course you can.
Like, but could I turn up to like a meeting in a tux where people be like, she's finally lost it?
No.
I also want to cycle on a halfpenny cycle. Is that what they're called? You know what they're called? A penny farthing. A halfpenny.
A halfpenny cycle, I think, would be a unicycle.
Oh, no. I've got no time for people that unicycle. Sorry if you do.
Apologies to people in the unicycle.
Sorry, but.
I just...
Don't like at unicyclists?
I just don't like at unicyclists. I do find it quite tedious because it's not a useful skill.
No, it's like I'm really good at Diabolo, but when does that come into play?
Oh, unless you're at a festival. And even then, I find it, incredibly smug.
It is incredibly smug, but it's also anyone that's doing Diabolo didn't have any friends at school.
Oh, do you think?
Well, because it was a great thing to do by yourself. It's playing by yourself.
Especially if people wear a balloon pant with it. I cannot stand for that. I'm
sorry. Oh, yeah. A lot of hemp.
A lot of hemp.
And they're talking about hummus.
Oh, no.
Not Hamas.
Different.
Although probably have opinions on Hamas, you know.
I mean, Hamas. I mean, that would be a brand.
That would be a brand.
Maybe people who do Diabolo with their top off as well, with a high-waisted trouser. I'm sorry. I don't think that's
tits
good.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst.
The worst. In the healing fields of Glastonbury while people are whittling down a spoon. Nobody came for that. Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Please put it away. Get that Diabolo out of my face.
Poi also.
What's poi?
Poi is the thing that's like on, like, it's like, maybe right, okay. Diabolo is two sticks, a piece of string and a thing that you, yeah. Right, okay, that's yeah. Diabolo, right? Poi is a, this is so hard. Guys, I bet you're all delighted that this is just audibly learning. Me. Audibly?
Sure.
Orally?
Both.
Can be. So... It's you hold onto two bits of string and they've got like a heavy like ball at the end of them and you swing them round and sometimes people set them on fire.
I have seen that and I've got no time.
No fucking time for poi.
No time for poi. I did not know it had a name. I just find it really annoying. It's the sort of thing that they put on like a BBC roundup of Glastonbury.
Yeah, there'd be a girl doing poi and then like someone walking past it doing a piece to camera.
Yes, exactly. Maybe something on stilts on the one show.
Yes, that sort of thing.
Yes, yes. I've got no time for it. I'm sorry.
And from Somerset, goodbye. That sort of thing.
And whenever they do like the one show, which I think is the most un-Glastonbury thing in the world.
Yeah.
Or any of that coverage of Glastonbury, I always find is very sanitized. It's nothing like when I used to watch it. And then when I went, I was like, what's this? They've got this like AstroTurf.
Yeah, I mean, there's no one chewing off their faces, is there? There's no one,
but for me, it's the tiredness.
No one having a terrible time on drugs.
There's no one looking around desperately for a shower that isn't flooded, i.e. me.
Yeah.
Which was one of the least pleasant experiences of my life.
No one using a long drop toilet.
Oh, please, Susie. Please.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. I think I've been to Glastonbury enough now. I think I've done it.
Well, this year we're on tour for the Glastonbury.
Are we? Oh, that's
yeah.
a nice
But we're on tour in Somerset, annoyingly.
Oh, that's funny.
So you might be able to just hear it from the wind from our hotel room.
Let's drive past it. I was down that way the other day in Bridgewater. How are we doing on time?
We're all good.
I was in Bridgewater on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's an interesting place. They've got a Prezzo. They say it closes at 11. They close at 10.
Oh, lying that's annoying.
Lying bastards. But they have got a nuclear power station. They're building a third part of it.
Oh my God, Mr. Burns.
Like Mr. Burns did. Nothing is being celebrated about it, though. They're not very proud of it, I don't think.
Wouldn't a nuclear power station, where would you be? Isn't it like
jobs.
Pumping out a load of shit into the air?
No, nuclear power doesn't do that. No, it's not a coffee one. It's more of a long-term pollution. But I was like, well, you know, they've got the biggest police station I've ever seen, right next to where I was staying at the Premier Inn.
Oh, you must have felt safe, though.
It's so safe. And you know how I feel about men in uniform.
Of course. It's You're a cliche.
I'm a cliche.
How do you feel about all men?
All men. Really, really delighted that they're spending time with me. Even if it is in the context of an arrest.
It was arresting.
an arresting evening.
Now, Tom, I thought I'd bring a story to the show from New Zealand.
What?
For you. No, I have two amusing things happened whilst I was there.
Two?
Just two things.
Weeks.
I know. It's because I was away from you. But would you like to hear... I'm going to give you two words and you need to choose which one you want to hear. Because
okay.
I think both of them might amuse you.
Okay.
Okay. Chicken or sat-nav?
Chicken or sat-nav? Chicken or sat-nav? It's the brand new game for all the family. I think sat-nav, because we've already covered a bit of chicken already with Nando's.
As always.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, made a bit of a tit of myself. Okay, so, all right, okay, so I went to New Zealand. My partner is Kiwi, as some of the listeners will know. Some of the listeners might also be like, didn't you guys break up? Yeah, we did. We're back together. Guys, deal with it. Come on, Google it. You know?
Instagram, you would know.
Be on top of it, you know?
Be on top of everybody's life at all times.
Yeah. Sorry about. And so I would like to be the person that I'm constantly pretending to be to Tony's mum.
I understand.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I'm being my best me.
Sure.
And also not me.
Sure.
The me that she wants. Right?
I understand. I don't agree, but I understand.
Okay, so she has a Japanese car.
Okay.
It's a Toyota. Sure.
We love Japanoiserie.
We love Japanoiserie. And I love Japanese food. Just as a side note.
Me too. You cannot get that late night in Bridgewater.
I bet you can't, but you can get it all over the shop in New Zealand.
Can you?
Oh my God, I've never had such good sushi.
A late night sushi.
Oh my God, I've eaten so much sushi that I probably like will be ill.
You probably are like speaking Japanese.
I'm a fish. So I've got a tail. Is that weird? Anyway.
Well, this is it, the tail.
The tail. Oh, you know, when I said I got tail coats, it's just my tail.
It's just a coat.
Made of fish. So... I mean, the front seat of her mum's car.
Mm-hmm.
Her sat-nav is in Japanese. Because it's a Japanese car, and they didn't pay to have it, like, changed.
Sumimasen. That means excuse me in Japanese.
Konnichiwa. And does that mean hello?
Konnichiwa. I think it means thank you? No, it means hello, yeah.
You're welcome. And so, you know how I'm quite gung-ho?
Sure.
I unfortunately have this thing where I sort of assume that I can do things.
Okay.
So I'll be like, oh yeah, I can do that. I convince myself that I'm like, I can probably do this thing.
Oh.
So I briefly convinced myself in the car that I had the wherewithal and the Japanese skill and everything else.
Yeah.
And I was like, you must be able to change this into English.
Oh no.
Because it's got like, you know, it's got the Japanese writing. And I was like, you must be able to change it into English. They wouldn't, like, I'm sure my sat-nav... You can put it in different languages. Well, of course you can, because my sat-nav is like, you take it out of the car. It's not built in.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, I'm just going to press some buttons
on
my mother-in-law's or whatever's sat-nav. So I'm like pressing all these buttons.
Oh, no.
Nothing's changing. I'm like, it's fine. Anyway, what ends up happening is I turn on the voice bit of the sat-nav. So now we're driving through Auckland, and this woman, you can't turn her down. She's so fucking loud. So it's like, it'd be like... Ed Sheeran being like, you know, when your legs don't work like they used to before. And then all of a sudden she's like, mini ho ho. And you're like, I don't know what mini ho ho is. But she, if anyone speaks Japanese, I think it might be roundabout. She she said mini ho ho really loud. And then like, and also.
Maybe she was talking about you.
Yeah, well, you know. And she must have been really detailed in how she was explaining where we were going. Because she wouldn't be like, oh, like, also, we didn't put in that we were going anywhere. So she just must have been like, mind that roundabout. Like, but she, yeah, but like, so long. So it'd be like, she'd talk for like 15 seconds, which doesn't sound like long.
No, but that's long.
But when you're in the car thinking, I can't believe, like, I ruined your car. And her mum was like, oh, it's okay. We listen to a lot of CDs. Don't worry. She'll talk over that as well. I couldn't get it off. So now, like, so week one, everyone's like, ha, 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 ha. Week two, I'm like, this is, like, getting really grating. Like, we still don't know what a mini-ho-ho is. I'm starting to take offence. It's not ideal. Tony keeps looking at me like, why did you do this? And then I'm having that thing where I'm going, why did I do this? Why did I do that? Like, that's so stupid. Like, why would you get into somebody else's car and be like, oh, you've been told by loads of people that you can't fix this. I'll just assume that I can do it.
Because I have a gung-ho attitude.
Because I have a gung-ho attitude. Too much confidence.
Too much.
Too much of it.
So did it ever get resolved? Did you ever go?
So then I'm like, the internet will save me.
Yeah, that's what I would have done.
The internet will save me. So start Googling it. Googling different things. Like, I'm watching, like, a fucking YouTube how-to of this guy being like, okay, all you need to do is this, this, and this. I've watched, like, three videos. They're all different models of the same car, but, like, slightly different years. I'm like, this is... Tony's mum's like, ha, 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 don't worry about it, it's fine. And I'm like...
It's starting to get a bit watery.
I know that it's not fine. I'm, like, really freaking out by this point. Then I'm like, oh, I'll go to internet forums, you know, old school.
Oh, everything.
Like a child groomer, you know, I'll go to a forum.
Of course. Child groomers and sat-nav
people that are having problems with sat-navs. So now I'm on a forum, okay? I read, like, pages of the internet.
Okay.
Pages of the internet. I'm on holiday.
I'm amazed there isn't, like, a video on, like, how to change the language when you're in a foreign language. When,
right.
Yeah.
No. Okay, oh, no. I've read so many pages. The last comment on this massive forum is, what I've realised is it would be easier to learn Japanese than to work out how to turn off this voice thing. So I'm like, oh, loads of people have it. Then I get into a cab in New Zealand.
Yes.
And like an Uber, they've got it out there. I know.
What?
And the driver
that must be
has
a huge bill. They come away from here.
Right. Has a Japanese woman talking as well. And I was like, oh my God.
You've got this.
Our car's got that. And he's like, yeah, it's been like it for 3.5 years. No one I know knows how to turn it off. I'm like, oh my God, I've ruined her mum's car. I then start Googling how much it would be to change the whole thing.
Yeah, how much?
$1,000. So like 500 quid. Well, more, because it's 1.7. So I'm like...
What is the make of the sat-nav, or is it...
It's like Japanese.
It's Japanese. Oh my God, the curse. So has anybody thought about contacting somebody Japanese to get them to get in the car and
fix
it?
Well, we... Thought we knew someone that spoke Japanese.
Great.
Turns out he wasn't available.
All those sushi restaurants.
Chef. Also, I didn't want to be like, do you speak Japanese? And then be like, I'm Korean. Because then I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
So then you're like.
It was so stressful.
It was so stressful. In the end, Tony got in the front seat one day, pressed 3 buttons, turned it off.
Of course she did. That must have been a great feeling for Tony.
It was a great feeling for me. I was so fucking relieved.
When,
you would not believe.
When you got rid of the hiccups and you don't know how.
Yeah.
That is a very stressful but funny story.
There you go.
But I'm amazed that it... So, whatever Tony... But no one knows what Tony's magic spell
was.
What's the make of the car? Do we know?
Toyota. I think.
Let's see if other people out there know about it.
Guys, has anyone had this problem?
I reckon people must have had it.
Right?
That's so funny, Suze. Mini ho-ho.
Mini ho-ho.
Mini Ho Ho should be the title of this podcast.
It would be The Reunion, Alky Brooks, Mini Ho Ho.
Yeah, perfect.
There we go, we found a title.
Perfect. We found a title.
And I'll give you my chicken story next week.
I really look forward to that. This has been a lot of fun.
This has been a lot of fun.
I am so glad that Susie's back.
I'm delighted to be back, Tom. I missed you more than you will ever know.
Oh, what a lovely thing to say. So thank you for joining us. And also, do feel free to come and see us on tour.
Yes. Now, tonight...
We're in Manchester. It's sold out.
So, we've got a few tour dates coming up. I'll just plug a few of them here. We're going to Much Wenlock this month. I'll tell you everything that we're doing this month. So it's
Good
March.
Idea,
okay. So we're going to Much Wenlock. Where?
So Much Wenlock.
Quite.
So Much Wenlock.
On Friday the 17th of March. Then on the 18th of March, we're going to Burton.
Burton's?
The men's wear shop, yeah. And then on the 19th, we're going to Top Man. No, and then We are also going... Is that it for this month? Oh, no, we've got a couple more. We are going to the Cardiff Glee.
Oh, yeah, come to that one.
Come to that one, because the room's...
Come to the others as well.
...bigger than we'd like it to be. That's on Thursday the 30th. And then on the 31st, we're going to Millen Beggars Theatre.
Oh, yeah, Millen Beggs.
Where's that?
Don't know.
Cool.
But if you know it, come to
that. That's that this month. And then, the beginning of next month, 6th of April, we're doing a third show. We're lucky enough to be doing a third show back at the Brighton Comedian.
Oh, yes, come to that.
There's still a few tickets left for that one, so do come along.
We'd love to see you there. Thank you so much for joining us.
As ever.
A wonderful week.
Have a wonderful week.
Thank you for all your tweets. And let us know all the things we questioned you on.
And if you're a comedy fan and you're in and you go to comedy festivals, you might like to know that we're both at MacFest on the Sunday in Machynlleth. Or if you live in Wales and you want to come along to that, there's a wonderful comedy festival called Machynlleth over Maybank Holiday Weekend, and we're both doing our shows on the Sunday.
Yeah, we'd love to see you there too. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week on
Like-Minded Friends.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Ben jij prijsbewust? Nu extra MB's bij de Samsung Galaxy A5 2017 voor 17,50 per maand. Nu met 300 minuten of sms'jes en 1500 MB internet. Kijk op ben.nl.
Let op, geld lenen kost geld.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book. Am I having fun now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I having fun now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.